All right, I believe we are live, are we not?
Yes, we are. We are live.
Yeah.
All right,
Okay,
we're live
perfect.
and hello. Welcome back to Industry, the podcast from the perspective of being a Black female independent artist in the entertainment industry. Since you are tuning in, remember to follow us at Industry, that's NDISTRY on Instagram. Good evening, all. I'm your host, Ashara Damore, and you can follow me at Ashara Unlimited. Yep, that is ASHARAHUNLIMITED on Instagram and Ashara Damore on Facebook. That's ASHARAHDAMORE. And if you are interested in seeing me live in person, I'm going to be at Georgia State University on February 25th, that's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the African American Read-In. You can come and have fun. If you have kids, it's a great opportunity for them to get free books and food and giveaways for ages K through 12. I'm going to be doing a book signing for Princess Jonah Cleans Her Room, my children's book, and lots more. Hope to see you there. And of course, I'm here tonight with my beautiful co-host.
Yes, your girl, your highness, Tiara Monique. And of course, you can follow me everywhere. I'm Googleable. Okay, that's TIARRA MONIQUE. That's TIARRAMONIQUE. And of course, I got some little stuff going on too. You can catch me in Chicago, Wonder After Dark. Yes, I will be there tomorrow. That's February 17th. That's from 6:30 to 10. So catch your girl there. And yeah, tonight's episode, we will be exploring the topic of, especially since it was just Valentine's Day, relationships and being a Black female independent artist. So, Miss Shara, do you want to kick it
Me?
off?
Wow. Okay. This is unexpected. I know I was going to go first, but okay. Yeah, that's okay. I'm prepared. I actually have some notes. I'm good. Relationships.
Y'all. She got notes.
Well, I always have notes. I love notes. I love taking notes. That's my thing. So wow, where do I begin? Okay, first off, relationships in general can be difficult to navigate. We've all been in relationships, and for the most part, so we know what that takes and what that means. I would say, now where I'm at in life, what I've learned about just being in relationships in general, and that this can be applied to, platonic relationships as well, but for the sake of this topic, we're specifically talking about romantic relationships, correct? So, okay, right. So, being very specific about, what it is that you're looking for in a partner and what your needs are out of, a potential relationship or the relationship that you're already in, being very specific. And I mean, that could be everything from, height, age, profession, anything that you feel needs to be specified because it's very important. There is, there it's Your preference is very meaningful. That's all I can say right now. I mean, I have a lot more to say, but that's my number one tip. And if you have anything to say off that, you can go ahead.
Well, I think you said a key thing, like when it comes, at least from my side, in my opinion, when it comes to, being a woman, being Black, and then being an independent artist, it's a very small window in regards to the potential for a relationship. And the reason I say that is because our lifestyle is completely different from what a typical day-to-day person's lifestyle may be. I think we had the conversation the other day, just in a sense of schedule, our schedules are a little, I'm not going to say they're extremely flexible, but they don't fall into the regular 9 to 5 type of schedule all the time. Or, sometimes depending on what we're doing or projects that we're working on, events that we go to, shows that we have, it tends to put us in different places in different cities. And 9 times out of 10, another thing is that in most cases, from what I've seen, that we tend to be in the same type of circles, with people that are in music, entertainment, in the industry. So with that, that's why I say, I think like the niche is, I don't even want to say niche, but like the it's a small circle. So with that, not only is it small, but 9 times out of 10, I think, I can easily say that in most cases, a lot of people that I guess you could say do have successful relationships, it's either they started a relationship before they became, who they were as far as like world renowned or in the spotlight, or they don't, get into that relationship until after. I think personally, in my experiences, I don't think that I've really been in a position to really have like a real relationship. Not to say that I'm not interested or that, I don't have myself open to that, but at the same time, like, I don't think my life has really allowed me to really venture into that because we're so goal oriented and we're trying to not even trying, we're focused on the goal at hand and achieving so many different things. And in a lot of cases, what I've seen that comes with that is that there's a sense of jealousy that comes with relationships when you're an independent artist, you're a woman, you're black. And that's the part that kind of stumps me. I don't know what that part is about, but it's been said to me in cases too where I've like maybe dated or tried to have a relationship and it may not have worked. And then I have conversations with other people and I'd be like, oh yeah, I could tell that they were jealous and all this kind of stuff. And in my mind, I'm just like, man, I'm just trying to accomplish what I said in front of me. I'm not trying to, I guess you could say, put someone in a position to where they feel like they're beneath me or have to live in my shadow or anything like that. But overall, I would say like it's kind of a, I guess I would say I think it's just kind of meant for who it's meant. Like if you're meant to have a relationship or be in a relationship, it'll happen. If it's not meant to be, then it just won't. But that's why what you said is so important, like understanding, I guess, what type of person you would ideally like to be with and what type of person that is, how they are, what boxes, they check off. However, at the same time, it's like I just kind of feel like it's one of those faded things in our world. I don't, unless you're like proactive about it, and you feel like you can have that with somebody. But it just like the industry, I think it's heavily unregulated. That's the best way I can put it. It's
That's a good
heavily
one.
unregulated. Like
Yes,
you don't know.
it
No one knows.
Yeah, you touched on a lot of things that I had put in my notes, and that's really great because I have a lot to say about that. Like when you're saying, like, just making sure that somebody can survive and coexisting in, our type of lifestyle. And that doesn't always mean that they have to them to be themselves have to be in the entertainment industry. And in some ways it could be helpful. In some ways it might not be helpful, whether it because it could be helpful in a way because they understand the lifestyle and you have a similar lifestyle, so they get it. And you can feed off each other's energy in that way. But then, it may not be beneficial if that they're in the industry as well, because that can also cause conflict. Because, and you might need that balance. You may need that balance of, maybe they do have a more traditional job, 9 to 5, career. And especially if like you have children involved or something like that, they would be able to continue having that kind of traditional lifestyle to keep children grounded, but then, it is all depends on what works for you, but definitely they have to be able to survive, you being who you are. And in our case, it's being a performer, being the front person, because there's so many different entertainment industry positions you could be in. We're Black female independent artists, so we're a public figure, so we have to put ourselves out there, and that can be intimidating to a lot of potential partners or the partner that you're already with. And I've experienced that, and it's not a good place to be in because it takes away from my artistry, it takes away from my work when I have to, balance, okay, this person's insecurity and, me stepping into my power and my greatness and being, the powerful artist and star that I am. So it's taken, it's like it's taken away, and there's like, okay, I'm just doing my job. Like, hey, I'm on my way to a photo shoot and there's an issue, and I don't understand why you have an issue with me doing my job, especially when you knew exactly who I was when you met me. Like, I've always been this person. So anybody who meets me, I'm upfront about who I am, what I do. And it sounds, it can sound very, what is the word? It can sound very, appealing to somebody who's like, oh, okay, yeah, I like you, I want to date you. It sounds dope, like, oh, you're an artist, oh, you sing, oh, you're an author, or, you do all these things, this and that.
Intriguing.
That, yeah, it sounds really intriguing to them, and it sounds wonderful. Like, a lot of people, I mean, who doesn't want to be a part of the entertainment industry somehow? And even if you could just be the partner of somebody in the entertainment industry, it's a very sexy industry. So it's just, but
Take your
that
time.
same show, the show is seductive, but it's at the same time, it's like it can be intimidating to somebody that's on the outside, and they feel like, okay, at, like you were saying, you're kind of overshadowing them, or they're like in your shadow. Some people are okay with that. Some people don't care, and they just want to be, they're okay with being the person behind the scenes and just being your partner. Some people, they want to share that spotlight, and that may be something to be cautious of. Like, why are you, what's your intention behind being with me? Is it that you really love me and want to be with me as a human being, no matter what? Or is it because of the lifestyle that I can give you, which that's okay for you to be with somebody because the type of lifestyle that you want, if it's in alignment with your true essence, that's cool for that to be something that you desire and that you go after. However, are you really truly connected with that, the person's real soul and the person that they really are? Because that's what really makes you connected, and that's what really makes a great partnership, knowing, what's the purpose of behind this union? What is the purpose? A lot of times people are just with somebody because of one or two things, and it's like, but what is the purpose of our union? What do we do to get collectively that makes us great, and not just what are you getting from me or out of the situation for yourself? Who are we as a unit? And I think that's just really important in any relationship to know that, to know what's the purpose of your union, and to really have that deep soul connection with the person that you're sharing your life with, because that's ultimately what I'm doing. I'm letting you come into my world, and that's why I'm very protective over who I let into my world, because I'm already a very vulnerable person, kind of wear your heart on your sleeve type of gal. And if I'm letting you into my life, like, you're seeing my creative process, that's a privilege. You're seeing how I live. that's also a privilege. You're along for the journey of, my growth, and that's a privilege for you to be around me and to witness what it is that I'm doing, because not everybody gets to be a part of that. And you're welcome to be a part of that, but I have to know really what your real intentions are, and have to know that you're really on my team, regardless of the fame, regardless of, anything that I'm putting out there to the public. In private, you are, you're here for me. Like, you're truly a soulmate. You're truly a life partner, either way.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you said that too, because that was a key word I wanted to bring up when you said being vulnerable. I think that's that's such a huge thing, because I personally believe, like, yeah, as someone in our position and, having that connection with someone, you have to trust that you can be vulnerable with that person, because they do see everything that everybody else doesn't see. And it affects us and our production, whether we like it or not. Whoever we have around and whoever we choose to be vulnerable with, if we feel like that vulnerability is violated or not respected or not valued in any kind of way, I personally feel like it affects us. It affects our mood. It affects our creativity. It affects our production. And, we're both, strong-willed enough to push through anything that comes our way. However, it does still take a toll on our spirit, in our mind, in our physical being. So that's, I find that to be really important too, because you need to have that safe space, especially when you get to a point to where you're constantly having to, I'm not going to say you don't get to be yourself, but you have to constantly be your personality and brand all the time when you're out and about and in public and during shows and interviews and whatever the case may be. You do need that solace and that sanctuary to come back to if you're going to have a relationship and be with someone. And I think that's the key thing too. Like you said, it's a very seductive industry. It's very sexy. And I don't think a lot of people consider that part of it. And people do get caught up in the glam, like, oh yeah, she's this, she's that, et cetera, et cetera. But are you helping to feed my soul and contribute to my energy when I'm not in the public eye, when I'm not on camera, when I'm behind closed doors and maybe I just got on, a t-shirt and a head wrap, Like, that does make a huge difference. And another part of that too, just being able to have those conversations, I feel like, that you wouldn't necessarily have with other people, because, I mean, in all fairness, people do enjoy pillow talk. I can't think of a single person that I know of or have come across that's in a relationship, married, engaged, whatever. They all have pillow talk. Okay. With that, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's, gossip about other people. Like, sometimes that's part of your, the part of the way that you decompress, during the day, being able to be transparent with that person. And it goes both ways. Like you said, if you have someone that does work in the industry, they can understand and probably relate to a lot of things that you go through. And even if they're not in the industry, that's important for that person to be able to, be able to receive that energy from you. And even if they don't completely understand it, just being that listening ear, being that comfort that you may need during those times, because there are going to be ups, there are going to be downs. And like I said, it makes a difference in your overall being and how you function each day. Now on the other side, what I will say too is that it is important to know that if you are going to, I guess you could say, publicize a relationship with someone, because I think for me personally, I'm not a secretive person if I have a relationship, but I am a private person at the same time. You know what I mean? Because when you are in a position of power and you are a public figure and you are having to showcase a decent amount of your life, you know, just to keep people engaged and in tune in what you're doing and to, you know, build your audience, keep your audience or your fan base involved, you know, whatever the case may be, the last thing you want to do is publicize too much about a relationship and it fails, or it's not positive, or it goes nowhere. You know, maybe it didn't work out. And I think that's, I would say for me, I don't know about like how it is for you or other people, but I would say for me, like that is something that does kind of like give me a little apprehension about relationships, because I don't want to fail. I'm not in my mind, like I've never been a failure. I've always been a winner. Like, even if things didn't turn out how I thought, like, I still won in some form of fashion. So, the last thing that I want to do is to make myself vulnerable to the public with a relationship that doesn't go all the way either. And even thinking about, you know, potentials that I've had or people that I've been interested in, it's like, I don't know. I guess I consider all of that, and I think that's the biggest part of being, you know, an artist, being Black, being a woman, that we have to consider all of these factors. And it's no offense to the men, but I personally feel like it doesn't matter as much for men. Like they can, from what I've seen, they can date whoever, whenever, and people don't care the next day.
As
But for
many
the
people as they
women,
want to at the same time.
exactly. But for the women, for us, it's such a factor. And I mean, we can just Valentine's Day just passed, and we can probably come up with who knows how many headlines that probably cross the blogs and the tabloids just within a week, and most of them focused on the women, you know, and their relationships versus the guys. But you know, that's kind of my take on it. And I just feel like at this point in time, you know, as we get older too, like you said, we have to make sure we know what we want. We have to understand all those factors and how it plays in our career and how that person contributes to us. And, you know, them being okay with letting us be the star or shining next to us, or, you know, not caring at all and just caring about who we are as a person. So it's very multifaceted. It's very intricate. It's very delicate. And, you know, at the same time, we are artists and we're sensitive about all our shit. That's what I'll say.
You brought up a lot of good points, and I think for me, I love love. I love relationships. I love the idea of the union of being married and being in long-term relationships and having meaningful, deep connections. So I'm fearless when it comes to that, but I'll go back to saying, yeah, being specific and making sure that there's someone who is very trustworthy, because at the end of the day, like you were saying, we're on brand, and we have to put that persona out there, which is an extension of ourselves, of our true self, that we have to maintain for the public. But then, so it's like so much of the public gets who we, and who we are, because through our art and through our artistry, and maybe even whatever we share and on social media or at our shows or anything that we write, produce, whatever, like that's me being vulnerable to the world. I'm giving you a piece of me that anybody can look up and dissect and share and relate to or whatever, right? But then this person, my person, is getting everything else in addition to that. So it's like I'm always vulnerable with everyone, and then it's like this, it's a different level. There's several layers that are peeled back when you live with a person, when you spend your life with a person. They're seeing, you know, every success and every failure, you know, whether it's publicized or not, they're a party to that. So that trustworthiness is so important, and that it has to be someone who is trustworthy and will guard you from, you know, like you were saying, if anything negative, because you know, you're already open for so many people. So you really need, for me, I need that king, you know, the alpha male, the protector and the provider. That is, you know, that is the man that I'm attracting. And that is the man that will keep you grounded. Like, you need to be my number one fan, but you also need to keep me grounded. Like, gas me up, but keep me grounded at the same time.
Yeah, I like you that, know? Yeah.
And because at the end of the day, like I said, I'm sharing everything with you, and I already publicly share so many things. So I really need you to be that anchor, and you know, and give me that sense of home, and that sense of okay, everything's gonna be okay, all of those things. Because again, if somebody is unworthy or untrustworthy, you know, that could be a crisis in itself. Like you were saying, relationship doesn't work out. Okay, if relationship doesn't work out, is he just going to part his ways and keep minding his business, or are you going to run and do a tell-all book? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because
it's like, dang, everybody already knows pretty much everything about me. And then whatever the little things that I do keep private, you know, and that's between me and you. So it's very, and I think that's why background and upbringing are so important. And, you know, asking those key questions before you even get deep into a relationship that you would even publicize. And there has to be, I feel like, to remedy the whole thing, like, oh, not exposing who you're with or whatever, but, you know, having the balance of being private, but also not being secretive. Like, okay, it's okay for people to know who I'm with. Because I mean, yeah, I want people to know who I'm with, because I want for them to be claiming me publicly and letting people know that I'm with them.
Exactly.
So it's never about like, oh, I don't want to tell people who I'm with. I'm what you have to do is have that balance of not prematurely sharing that information.
Exactly.
That's all. Like, yeah, if we're just, it depends on what dating stage we're in. Now, if we've locked it down and we are official, okay, then slowly we can start sharing that we're an item and we're together. But if it's just in the getting to know you stage and we're not anything official, then yeah, that's nobody's business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nobody agreed. Needs to know that. We went on one date, that nobody needs to know that. 2 days, yeah, exactly. Nobody needs to know that. So when we've been doing this thing and I'm your girl, you're my guy, okay then. You know, we're engaged like that, like serious stuff, like, man, okay, this is getting serious, it's getting deep. You know, we're spending holidays, get all that stuff. Like, then it's like, okay, this is something that I feel safe. I think it's that's the word, safe. You have to feel it. Yeah. Once I have a sense of safety, I'm okay with going so-called public with that relationship. And that, you know, that's where I'm at. Because, I don't mind people knowing who I'm with. And I don't even mind a relationship, you know, not working out if that's just the timeline of what it was. You know, I own that. I own my L's. I don't really care. It's mine. You know what I mean? It was me.
You learned the lesson.
Anybody else. Yeah, I learned the lesson. It doesn't affect anybody else. If somebody else has an issue with, you know, my relationships, then that's on them. But nobody could ever know fully what went on and all that stuff. So, yeah, I just feel like You know, you have to guard yourself, but you also have to be open enough to be vulnerable and to let your guard down if you want to be in a relationship. And I think that, you know, being a Black female independent artist, you need that person. You need a part. Well, I don't know about everybody else. Me, I'm gonna be honest. Like I do need a man. I desire to have, you know, a husband. That is, you know, and I deserve that. I'm a good woman. I'm a virtuous woman. I'm a successful woman, and I want, you know, my love life to mirror that, to mirror, you know, the love that I have inside of me, the connections that I have inside of me. I want that to, I want to be able to share my life with someone else that, you know, that I cherish and that cherishes me. And I feel like that's possible. And they just have to be accepting, truly accepting of who I am. Just me, Ashar, like just who I am, not what I do, but me as a person. Because and it's really the same person, me as an artist and me as that's really me. I'm really, you know, I may be, you know, it's kind of like you're putting a spotlight on certain aspects of yourself, you know, that you're honing in on to create a brand. But yeah, it's a true reflection of who I am, you know, a very concentrated version of who I am, but it's very much so a part of me. I wouldn't be Ashara if I wasn't an artist, you know, and vice versa, I wouldn't be an artist if I wasn't Ashara. So who, and it's like you have to know what you want. You want a char or the artist? If and I can tell the difference. You know, like I'm not even confused about, you know, oh, does he want me for like that? I'm not even, I already can spot that a mile away. So my thing is just, you know, at this point in my life, really being patient to let that energy come into, you know, into my energy field, because I know exactly what it is that, you know, I'm looking for. And I just, you know, you just have to be patient in finding that glove that fits. They're out there. You just have to really be clear on what your needs are and not settle for anything that is not that.
I agree with everything that you're saying. Like you hit everything so eloquently and so perfectly because I mean, we'd be lying if we said that. Well, I feel like you know, every woman wants that, even ones that aren't, you know, in the industry. Like we all want that life partner and that person that we can, you know, just completely be ourselves with and feel safe and feel comfortable and feel protected and not feel you know, weary about being vulnerable, weary about being transparent and having to worry every 5 seconds, oh, do they, am I doing or what, you know what I mean? Like having to be in your head about things. And that's the biggest thing too, like you said, knowing exactly what you want, because it gets to a point, I feel like, where we do get approached a lot. And I would say for me personally, like sometimes it can be a little daunting because, yeah, it's absolutely easy to attract someone, but am I attracting the ideal person that I want? And what does that person look like? Because, yes, I know I'm a great woman. I know I have a beautiful face, great physique, and you know, I'm very talented, I'm creative, I'm very intellectual, you know, I find myself to be comical, you know, I'm very down to earth.
However, who wouldn't be attracted to that? Now the question is, am I attracted to you? Are you bringing to the table, what I desire, what I'm looking for? And, with us being in this realm, having that level of discernment is very important, like you said, because it's at the point now, yeah, we can probably date people, but, realistically, we're not dating just to date anymore. At least I don't feel like I am. Like, if I'm not
No, we are
dating,
not. I no,
you know what I mean?
I am dating to marry. If
Exactly. And
anybody, if any man has to be ready to get married. If not, we're not dating.
yeah. And don't get me
There's
wrong. I
nothing
know
to
there are
talk
some
about.
people I know there are probably some people, within the industry that are, women, independent artists, or even maybe some mainstream artists, maybe that's not in their wheelhouse. Maybe that's not something that they want to do yet. And that's okay, because that's just being honest with yourself and knowing, like, hey, I haven't figured out what it is I want yet. I don't know what type of person I like yet, or, I'm still trying to figure it out. And I feel like that's important too. But once you get past that point, or you've had, I guess you could say, like, enough experience to know what it is that you want in a relationship, or, what you're looking for, like, that's the ultimate goal. We don't, especially when we have so much going on in a day when it comes to being an independent artist, and things we have to do for ourselves and keep up with, and all the work that goes into it, the last thing we need is to have our time wasted with anything that distracts us from the goal or is not in alignment with what we want, especially if that is our ultimate desire to have that life partner. Like, nobody wants to sit around, confused or in a situationship or whatever the terms are nowadays, when we're already, navigating through this industry to reach a certain level. That's too much to carry on one's plate and too much energy to have to exert. And again, it goes back to that discernment. And like you said, I think we had the conversation the other day about just making sure, like, we revise our our list of things.
Right.
'Cause, like, as you go through the, you go through life and you have these experiences and you have different relationships or date different people, in my opinion, I still feel like it's a thing that you end up fine tuning, because it's like, yeah, this person had everything that I liked, but there are these things that I didn't like, or there are these red flags that I casually ignored because I thought whatever I thought. But it's like, nope, I'm not accepting that. I think you had brought that up. You saw it was so funny. I know you know what I'm talking about. You saw
Yeah.
somebody with their red flag, like, I won't date a person that has a white trash can.
Was crazy. I mean, that was their red flag, though. Red flags are different for everybody. That was so
But I
random,
mean,
but it's like certain things that, when you're dating, it's individual to everybody. It's like, man, it didn't work out because they had that white trash can, and I thought that was so funny when I heard that. It was just like, it was something on TikTok or, and I don't know where I was at, but if women were saying like, what's this, some random red flags that's a red flag to you, but may not be red flags for other people, but it was like in your experience though, like what has it been that's been a red flag that you was like, dang, every time. And one lady was like, every time they have a white trash can, it don't work out. Somebody white trash can for me. For me, it's that white trash can. Like I can't rock with them. Something's off. So I mean, and if since we're on the topic of red flags, one of my red flags is a man who, and I probably shouldn't be sharing what my red flags are because somebody could listen to this and be like, ha, I know all the red flags. I'm just gonna do the opposite.
I know. Oh, and I have a point. Once you're done, you just made me think of something. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying what my red flags are on the air. I'm gonna just keep it to myself, and then when they show up, I know not to deal with you. So, you're not about to get no cheat code.
But you know what? You're right. You're so right. You gotta, it does take that time. You got to know. And then I would even say on the opposite side, like, especially for us as women, if no one else says it, like, you know, we have to really understand and know who we are inside and out. Because I feel like in cases that, in cases where maybe things, you know, didn't work out, or maybe we learned a lesson, you know, we reflect as well on who we are and being mindful of maybe what if we had red flags that we didn't know about. You know,
girl,
what I mean?
I don't care about a red flag.
Now, and you know,
let me. Red flags that I give a man, cool. You're not, I'm not for you. That is, I'm telling you, how I come across to somebody, and I know you, let me word this the right way.
Because I'm not saying we did anything bad. I'm just being mindful, like, no, things that we accept about ourselves versus things look, like, oh, I didn't know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Okay. I am Team Ashara, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not concerned. I'm first of all, when I meet a potential partner, I'm not going to concern myself with impressing this person or, you know, trying to fit in what I, because if I'm just meeting, I'm just getting to know you. I don't even know what your red flags are. I don't even know what type of boxes that you have that you're checking off. That's unknown to me. So my job is to represent and be myself to the best of my ability, to be my authentic self. And if that is in alignment with what you are looking for, you accept me, flaws and all, because I'm checking so many of the good boxes that anything that does fall in this negative category, if there is one, you can disregard that. Because I have so many other positive attributes that I bring to the table that are in alignment with what you are seeking and looking for in a woman and in a partner. So yeah. I don't even care about what red flag came up for you.
Okay, so let me specify because I see where you're going. What I mean by that, I'm saying in the sense of like us knowing who we are, because of what you said, because you want to be your authentic self. Because, and I say that to say, like, I'm not saying like, oh, we should just go out of our way to try to impress or not be ourselves. That's not what I mean. I'm just saying in the sense of like understanding who you are so much to where, like, if you do, I guess you could say, have red flags to another person, understanding like, hey, that's just them. Like you said, they don't want that. That doesn't align with them. But knowing yourself enough to say like, oh, I'm okay with this part of myself, even if somebody doesn't like it. Or mm-hmm. if you do become aware of certain things about yourself that you didn't know, making that decision to say like, well, I do still like this about myself. I'm not going to change that or mm-hmm. do anything different. Or if it's something like, you know what, I didn't realize that about myself, and that's not how I want to come across. And that's what mm-hmm. I'm saying. Not so mm-hmm. much of like, no, because I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Like, because I personally feel like I am always my authentic self. Like, I don't give a damn. Like, I'm all the way through and through, from my silliness to my goofiness to my serious side to my sad side to my happy side. You know what I'm saying? So I get exactly what you mean. But that was my point in saying that, like, you know, with knowing the type of person that we would want to have for the long term, understanding not only who we are as artists, but who we are as people is very important too. Because if you don't, I personally feel like if you don't know who you are and you're not aware of every part of yourself, even the parts that may be red flags to others and you don't care, you know what I'm saying? That's fine too. Just you have to have that in order to know, I feel like, what type of person you want to attract and what person is ideal for you. Because if you don't know yourself, if you don't know who you are, How could you possibly know what type of person you want to have that long run with? Because who are you presenting? You know, is that your authentic self? Is that who you really are? Do you know who that is? And that's what I was getting at. But I...
Okay, well, look, here's, and let me just say this. Let me say this. Okay, I'm all about growth and self-development. So if you, if a man likes me, you know, even if they don't, if somebody has feedback that they can give me in a respectful way, I'll digest that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ponder that. And I'll apply it if need be. Because I am very self-aware. And if you bring up something that I was unaware of, or you tell me, you know, especially if we're dating and you're like, hey, you know, it bothers me when you do this and blah, blah, blah. You know, okay, you come to me genuinely because you care about me as, you know, common denominator human being.
Yeah.
Then okay, I'll accept that. I'm one of the most reasonable people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask anybody
mm-hmm.
that I'm cool with. They'll say like, yeah, you're reasonable. If you bring up something like, hey, you could be better in this way, and that, or okay, and give me a suggestion, okay, like have a solution too. I love that. Like, if what am I doing that I could improve on, and where are you seeing my weaknesses? But it's a way to do that. And I think a lot of times when people have something to say about you that is negative, they can be abrasive, and that's something I don't tolerate. So that's why I'm like, any criticism is okay. Or bringing awareness to me about something that I don't seem to be aware about,
mm-hmm.
or that I'm like aware about that. Because I'm dealing with you, and you have your own personal preferences, or you have something that you're struggling with, and I trigger something in you. I didn't know that, but being able to articulate it and communicate to me in a way where I can receive it and fix it is the key. It's not that I'm, mm-hmm. it's not that it's like, oh, I don't have any red flags or blah, 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 or I don't, you know, I don't trigger people, or I mean, I know that's a possibility, but the way that you, your response and the way that you handle it, that can also be a red flag to me, because it's like, if I did something that offended you or affected you in a way that I didn't realize, you came back, it's how you responded to it, that's also, you know, I'm going to take that in account too. Like, we're both feeding off of each other. So yeah, I'm willing to, you know, in a relationship, like I said, I'm willing to grow. I'm willing to, you know, strengthen my weaknesses and stuff, but it has to be a mutual respecting in how we're doing that.
Oh man. And I'm so glad you said that, like the respect, the tactfulness and communication, and man, I think that goes across the board with any relationship, but specifically in this particular realm that we're in, those things are so key because so much goes on in our lives. Like, we need to have that healthy communication is very important. And like you said, you know, positive feedback or, you know, criticism here and there, it's okay, but it has to be tactful. And sometimes I think that's what kind of draws a barrier too when it comes to relationships, because of you know, the fact that we are who we are and walking in our power. And from my experience, what I've seen happen to some people is because we have that light about ourselves and where we are in the industry that we're in and what we're doing, you know, sometimes that criticism or that feedback, it sometimes it leaves a door open for people to feel like they don't have to have that tactfulness, or they have mm-hmm. to bring us back down to earth unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest part too, you know, because some people can be very manipulative. Some people can be very misogynistic. Some people can be very, what's the other word I'm trying to think of? It'll come to me.
Self-serving.
Self-serving, yes. It'll
I'm
come
not sure
to
what
me
word
in a minute.
You're trying to to pull up there. I unfortunately I cannot help you.
It'll come to me in a minute, but narcissistic. There we go.
Ooh, narcissistic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a hot button word these days.
And I don't know, it's something that just comes with the territory of being in this industry, because egos come into play as well. So like you said, all those things that we need as women, as Black women, and being an independent artist, like those are very pivotal to the relationship, having that great communication, being able to be vulnerable, and being able to know that, you know, if somebody is going to give us that feedback that we need, or that criticism that we need in a healthy way, it's tactful and it's not demeaning and it doesn't tear us down. It makes us, you know, strive for better and want to, you know, improve ourselves in the best of ways, not because we don't do it on our own, but everybody loves having a cheerleader. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you want that person to be, if not your number one supporter and fan, if possible, because that's very key in what you do. And like I said, well, like you said, rather, having that home, that peace of mind to go back to, and it being accepted, flaws and all, whatever those may be. Like I said, if I have a t-shirt and a head wrap on, but everybody seeing me all dolled up, you know, out at what show I was at, like, they love both versions, you know what I mean? So it makes a difference. So, and just to catch you guys up, if you're just coming in, you know, obviously our discussion for the evening is relationships and being a Black female independent artist, because, you know, Valentine's Day did just pass. It seemed appropriate for the time. And of course, you know, I'm your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique, and along with my co-host here,
Ashar Damour.
Yeah. So this is what I will say to kind of like tie this up or button this up, you know, being a Black female independent artist, every part of that phrase is already touchy. Every part of it, okay? But when it comes to relationships, I feel like for us specifically, it has to be that key person. I don't think that we can continually just like date aimlessly or be in relationship after relationship after relationship, because it's counterproductive to what we're doing.
Yeah, it's relationship fatigue. You don't want to get that.
Exactly. And at the end of it all, I feel like for those that are at that point, like we are, we want that one person. You know, we're going to get approached by different people because we're gorgeous women, we're talented, we're smart. It happens as soon as we step out the door, okay? We could just be going to Walgreens and somebody is going to say something. It's just what it is. But in hindsight, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but we are in the mode of attracting that one key person that does fit into the ideal partner that we have in our mind, written down, that connects with us, not just as a public figure, but who we are behind closed doors, who the world doesn't see all of the time, who we said, you know, we can be vulnerable with, be transparent with, have those pillow talks, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, like you said, we can trust that person. And if, you know, it just so happens that it turns into a lesson and it doesn't work out, knowing that we're still protected in a sense that they're not going to go out of their way to make us seem like a bad person or an evil person, because that's a big thing too. The last thing you want is to feel like you can't move forward or progress in your personal life because so much negativity has been attached to you by a person that it didn't work out with. That's not what you want, because I think we've all seen stories down the line as people walk into their their mainstream attention and fame, and the next thing you know, you got ABC and D Joe Factor talking about, well, I knew her when so-and-so. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to deal with that.
You know, but That's right. For me, I try to just keep that type of like negativity out of my mind. Like, basically keep everything positive around everything that I do. But definitely when it comes to relationships and stuff, like I try to, because I've had anxiety about that type of stuff, and then I had to release it and just say, you know what? I'll let the chips fall where they may, but nothing like that is going to happen to me. I have to stay positive and, and trust the process. And anybody that I'm connecting with is, truly connecting with me and my spirit, and they don't wish to harm me, even if it, has a particular end date that's, sooner rather than later.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because that's the final point that I'll make too with you, is that speaking into existence, you know, what you want and what you want to have when it comes to relationships, especially in this realm, is very key, because on the other side, that's what you want from the person I feel like you're going to be with in the long run. You want them to bring that same level, if not higher, a higher level of positivity, affirmations. I think we were talking the other day about, like, you know, we know what our love languages are, whether it is, you know, physical touch or words of affirmation, acts of service, and all those things do make a difference, as well, no matter who you are in your artistry. And having that same type of mindset, vibing on the same type of frequency, you know what I mean? All of that stuff comes together and plays a part in our overall happiness, because that's the pursuit. So we've been told. But did you have any other words you wanted to share with the people?
I just want to leave everybody with the affirmation that nobody wants to hurt me.
I agree. We all just want to be loved and love and enjoy love, because love heals all. Not to be cliche, but you know, most cliches are very factual if nobody told anybody. I learned that. But but that's all we have for today, guys. We really appreciate you guys listening in. Definitely feel free to run this back in case you came in later. But yes, I'm your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique. Remember, I am Googleable. Follow me everywhere. That's TIARRA. And just to catch you guys up, if you're in Chicago, I will be at Wonder Museum tomorrow evening for their special affair that they're having. And I am here along with my co-host, the one and only and the beautiful.
Ashar Damore, thanks so much for tuning in. Remember to follow me at Ashar Unlimited on Instagram. That is ASHARHUNLIMITED. And I know that's long, but it's worth it, trust me. And of
Absolutely.
course, I'm Googleable Ashar Damore. Everything comes up. I would love to see you at the African American Read-In on February 25th at Georgia State University. If you do choose to follow me, you can find all the other information in my link in the bio. And that is all for tonight.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Doing.
Shout out to you, ladies. Now, I apologize. I know absolutely nothing about being a strong, black, independent woman. I don't know. But you keep doing you. Find a man that isn't, worried about that, or isn't challenged by that, who isn't scared of that, you know?
Did you guys experience stereo being down for about 15 minutes? I was just able to get back in.
Be here with me, babe. Well, you know you drive me crazy. Be here with me, baby. I just wanna drive you crazy. I'm here every day.